Hello, everybody. Welcome to Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is dedicated in memory of Rachmiel Eliezer ben Shmuel Yisrael. Now, it so happens that Rachmiel Eliezer ben Shmuel Yisrael was my brother, and he passed away on the 18th of the month of Nisan, about 45 years ago or so. Actually closer to 48 years ago. I'd like to tell the story. You see, my brother, Richard, as we called him, did not actually have much Jewish education growing up, but he did decide to get involved in Judaism when he went away to college. Now, what college did he go to? He didn't go to Yeshiva University. He didn't go to a Beis Medrash. He didn't go to Yeshiva, because he didn't even know about those things. But he went to a college in Tennessee. We lived in New Jersey. He went to a college in Knoxville, Tennessee. It was a big university, and had a big football team, and everything was a big university. And there was a few Jewish people there. And to everyone's surprise, he got very involved in Judaism when he went there. There was a Jewish club called a fraternity, and he joined it. It was like a place where Jewish male students lived. And they did Jewish things, which he didn't really do many Jewish things growing up. And he even actually used to walk a couple of miles to a shul on Shabbos. And he would go and eat lunch after he would daven. He would eat lunch at the house of the chazan. And he became involved in Judaism. Well, after a while, he became very interested in Eretz Yisrael. And he decided he wanted to go to Israel to serve in the army. So what he did was he joined a parachuting club, because he thought that if he learned how to parachute, then he would be able to go to the army in Israel and say, look, I know how to parachute. So, therefore I'd like to be in the army, and hopefully he would be accepted in the army. That was his plan. Unfortunately, the first time that he parachuted, his parachute and he drifted out over a lake. He didn't really apparently know how to steer it. And unfortunately, he fell into the lake and the parachute came down on top of him and drowned. Now, that was all very unfortunate. And he never really got involved in doing mitzvahs that I'm aware of, putting on tefillin regularly, keeping Shabbos, and everything, all the mitzvahs. I don't think he really ever got involved in it. But I think that because he got involved to a certain extent, he was a year and a half older than me. So he was 20 when he passed away. I was 18 and a half. And at that time, I was not involved in Yiddishkeit at all. Zero, zero, zero. Not involved at all in Yiddishkeit. And I think that when his neshama went up to heaven, that he had an effect on me. Because about 5 years later, 4 or 5 years later, I started to, for some reason, and I don't know why, but I think it's because of him, perhaps, I started getting involved in Yiddishkeit. I started to get very interested in it. And I told a story another time about the first Chabad person that I had met on campus at Rutgers University. And that person, Menachem Schmidt, helped me to get very involved in Yiddishkeit. And as a result, today, Baruch Hashem, I'm very, very, very involved in Yiddishkeit, and I teach and I tell stories and so forth. And Baruch Hashem, I'm married and I'm blessed with many, many children and grandchildren, all because, of course, I got involved with Torah and Yiddishkeit and Chassidus and the Rebbe and so forth. But what really made me move over to that kind of life, I'm thinking maybe it was really my brother, Olive Shalom, Rachmiel Eliezer ben Shmuel Yisrael. Was Yortzeit is coming up, and therefore I'm thinking about him. And I really think that that is really one of the reasons why I got involved. And therefore I really owe him a tremendous debt of gratitude. And also I'm very much looking forward to Mashiach coming for many reasons. But one of them is very simple, because I will see my brother again. I will see my brother when it's Tichris HaMeisim, and we'll, I think, be very, very close. And I'll see my parents, Aleihem Shalom, my grandparents, Aleihem Shalom, and all these other people. And therefore, I think it's important for me, for these personal reasons, to do everything I can to bring Mashiach quicker. And of course, those are the regular things of learning more Torah and doing more mitzvahs and trying to help other people with the Avos Yisrael. But I think it's okay and a good thing to have a personal reason for wanting Mashiach to come right away. And in my case, one of the personal reasons is in order to see my brother again. That one of the things that we believe in as Yidden is that there will be Tichris HaMeisim, that death will be erased and all the Jewish people will come back alive. And I will see my brother among them. And we'll have, I'm sure, a wonderful time together. So let us all do everything we can to bring Mashiach quicker. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More.